Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Abentus. Brian is an expert in all topics known to mankind. He's remained undefeated for the past 85 episodes of HappyCast. And last time, if you don't remember, the new today, or Caitlin, or Sloth Babe, no, Sloth Cake, battled through 5 rounds of punning, pitching, and pondering. The game was largely tied into the very last question, where Brian managed to hold on to the title podcast co-host. So, welcome back, Brian.
Hello, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
How are you feeling about the upcoming bout?
I feel very confident. I'm already an expert in all subjects known to man, as you clarified up front, but I still thirst for more knowledge, so I've been just studying up on, things that I could know a little more on, so I...
Did you just call me a little moron?
Yeah, I called you. Yep, I'm studying up on things, you little moron. I'm sorry. Oh. It slips out sometimes.
Oh. Well, do you have anything that you think will help you out this week?
Well, I have a lucky rabbit's foot.
Is it on the rabbit?
I have a pet rabbit, and I couldn't tell which one was lucky, so they're all attached. I didn't cut them off.
Okay.
I'm not like a crazy person, or savage, but sure. I've got a pet rabbit with 4 feet, and I'm thinking at least 2 of them are probably lucky, and that's going to give me the competitive edge I need to win.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, are you ready to meet your challenger this week?
I mean, I've known this guy for a very long time, but yeah, okay.
All right, well, this week's challenger hails from the frozen tundras of the Midwest. He can hit a ball. He can throw a ball. He can even kick a ball. He is the Wootinator.
What's up? Ready to take you down, Brian.
Ooh. Oh, how do you feel about that? You guys, who's going to win? I mean, I guess you guys are both going to say you, but...
No, you know what? He's convinced me. I think he's going to win now.
Oh, no. So, Woot, what special things are you going to bring to this competition that'll help you win?
Well, if Brian is a master of all knowledgeable areas, then I am a master of infinity areas.
Oh, no.
Whatever is more than what he said, I am the master of.
Infinity plus one.
There are no topics known to man where I don't know more than he does.
You know topics that aren't known to man.
Yes.
That's how good you are.
Only known to dogs.
Oh, wow. What things smell like? Very specific things.
What things look like in black and white?
I don't have any questions about that, actually, smelling or black and white. But as longtime listeners of The Abentus know, the challenger gets to pick 3 specialist subjects. So what are your 3 specialist subjects?
All right. Mine's going to be sports.
All right.
Which I know Ben loves.
Oh, so much.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, ooh.
And my favorite band of all time, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, oh, that's 3 subjects. And this is a really good coincidence. I happen to have 5 rounds about these 3 subjects, so I'm really glad you picked that.
See, I even know so much, I knew that you were going to pick those, so I picked them.
You do. Oh, and Brian, you don't get any subjects at all, just tailored for you until the very last question. And then, well, I guess all of these are tailored to you because you know everything. But let's just see how you do. Let's see how this goes. So, are you both ready for the first event?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Let's do it.
All right, the first event is Dark Side of the Spoonerisms.
My spoon is too big.
This event doesn't have anything to do with Pink Floyd. I just like the name. So do you know what a spoonerism is?
I mean, since I know like everything about all topics on demand, of course I do. But I feel like you should maybe...
Review for the audience?
Clarify for the listeners. Okay. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, a spoonerism, it's like one of those dorky word terms that I know. It's when you have like a 2 or more word answer, like hot dog, and you swap the starting sounds of the 2 words. So hot dog is dot hog. Pink Floyd is Fink Floyd. Touchdown becomes Dutch Town. Things like that. If one of the words has a vowel sound, you just move one consonant over. Like fine art would become Einfart. Or if there are 3 words, like hot dog bun, it would become bot dog hun. Because clearly it's hot dog together, not dog bun. So, do you understand how that all works, listeners? Because
yeah,
this whole round...
Yeah.
our listeners like a little cat. Well, this can be really important for this round, because, all right, it's called Dark Side of the Spoonerisms, but there aren't a whole lot of Pink Floyd answers I could do where you'd have to answer in a Spoonerism. So they're going to be sports topic questions, and you have to answer in a Spoonerism or else you don't get a point for it. And so how it works is I'll give you some kind of topic. Woot, as the challenger, you will answer first, and Brian will have to answer back and forth, because each of these answers has multiple, or each of the questions has multiple possible answers. You go back and forth until you there are a total of three wrong answers, and you'll get points for each one you get right. All right, so for the first question, starting with you, Woot, of the teams currently in our big four sports, NFL, football, NBA, basketball, MLB, baseball, and NHL, hockey, name teams that are types of birds. And you have to name one that's in the form of a spoonerism, and then Brian will do one, and you do one again, back and forth, etc.
Okay. I forgot your rule about vowels.
Vowels?
Already.
You just move the one consonant over to that one. Take it off the other one.
Okay. The Flana Alkins.
I'll count that. You can go with Fatlanta Alkins would work.
Oh.
But you get a point for that. All right. The Fatlanta Alkins. All right. And Brian, how about you?
Okay. The.
He stole yours.
Carrizona Ardinals.
Carrizona Ardinals. All right. You got a point.
Oh boy, now this one's even harder. let's think of another one. No, I'll try it. The Seattle Seahawks?
Oh no, for that one, you can just go with Seattle Seahawks because they both have the same sound.
Oh, dang.
You have to get a point though. All right, two. Yeah, that's one of the easier ones because you don't have to switch them. There are a couple of those throughout the rounds.
I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles. All right. Good answer. You got 4 of 13 so far. You don't have to get all you guys got all, or 4 of the 5
the
NFL
teams. The Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, yeah. The Baltimore Orioles. Or the Baltimore Boreals? Either one should work for that one. You get a point. You now have 4 of the 5 NFLs and 1 of the 3 baseballs.
I'll go with my local basketball squadron, the Atlanta Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks? All right. That one is correct. Another point for you.
What was the rule about 3 again?
If it's 3, like the two words that go together are, for the purposes, one word. Like hot dog bun, hot dog is one word that way, so it's bot dog hun.
Okay, so the Kaint Lewis Sardinals?
Yes, the Kaint Lewis Sardinals. No, you get a point for that one?
Okay. I'm...
Right, so, Brian, there's one more NFL. It looks like we have 2 more basketballs. We got one more baseball and 2 hockeys.
Okay, all right. I know that there is a hockey team, the Blackhawks. I think they're Chicago, so it would be the Chicago Jack Hawks. Is that
all right,
count?
I will give you points for that because Hawk is in the name, but I looked it up and that's actually after a Native American man.
Oh, okay. There you
go.
But
you get a point because it does mention a hockey one. I didn't have that one written down there. You get a point.
You want to give me a half a point? I'll take a half a point.
That'll just make scoring hard later. So
no, I mean, you can give me like a third of a point? Like 0.33? Repeating?
I'll give you...
7/10 of them. No, actually, that goes
like, just give me like a pi point.
A pi point? I was trying to remember what that number is. It 11 over 7 is pi? I don't remember. That's not it. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it is.
22 over 7?
Look at us nerds.
I have a feeling that I'm not going to be able to come up with any more. But
all right. Do you have any more, Woot?
Yes. I'm going to go back to B Town, the Baltimore Bavens.
Baltimore Bavens. All right. And then Brian, do you have another one?
The
you got all the footballs now.
No, I've got nothing. That's
all right. That's one strike.
The dry.
Got any more, Woot?
Yes. the Pew Orleans Nelicans.
Yes, the Pew Orleans Nelicans. All right, then Brian gets another strike and one more.
The New York Mets. There you go. That's a bird, right? My whole life I didn't know what a Met was, so it's kind of bird.
No one does.
You may need that one for later.
I do have one more that I got.
All right.
The Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, yep. Toronto Blue Jays. Two Jays? I'm not sure how to say that one. Seven. All right, you end up 7-4. There also is the Toronto Raptors.
Wait, Raptors aren't bird, are they?
I looked it up. It's it's like a hawk type. A type of hawk or type
okay.
of bird of prey or something. There's the Anaheim Ducks. Anaheim Ducks. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, which are just normal. All right, Brian, since you were behind, you get to go first on this round. Name teams of the Big Four again that are animals, but not birds or humans.
Oh, okay. Okay, animals that aren't birds or humans.
I made sure to say humans, because there are a lot of them are humans.
Okay, sports teams.
Yes, of the Big Four. There are 23 possible teams.
Cool. Well, let's see. I'm replaying old games of Madden in my head right now. Who the teams are?
You got NFL, NBA,
okay,
MLB, NHL.
The Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers. Oh, yep, there they are. So you get a point.
Oh, we're still doing the spoonerisms.
You definitely are. It'd be too easy if you just had to list them.
The Chicago. Cares.
I'll count it, but I think it would be the Chicago Chairs. What a fun mascot that would be.
Yeah.
Go Chairs.
I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Slams.
Yep. Which kind of is still right. Just they're the baby versions. So
I think this is one where it stays the same, the Chicago Cubs.
Let's see. Yeah, you can have it do that way. Or I guess you could do the Chicago Chubs. But we'll stay with Chicago Cubs, though.
The mascot is Chubs from Happy Gilmore.
Well, the... see the Chicago Choles.
Yep, Chicago Choles. That's another one. You got a lot of animals over there, Chicago.
Sure do. The Memphis Grizzlies.
All right. Yep, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Buffalo Bills. I don't know what a bill is, but their logo's a buffalo, so I think I should get points.
I did add on here as a special 2-point answer because buffalo is not the animal, but it is the place, so I still counted it.
Okay.
So you will get 2 points, getting you a total of 9 so far.
The Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. All right, that one counts.
What about do they have to be current sports teams?
They have
what
to
about
be
like defunct? Ah, okay, all right.
I went from a Wikipedia list of just teams and wrote them all down, and then sorted them by my own judgment of whether or not they were animals.
The New York. Giants. Giants are animals. They're not people. They're mythical creatures. That counts.
I mean, I won't count that because giants are still. Because another round is just name things that aren't animals later on. But I'll count that as one strike for now.
All right. The Detroit Dions.
Detroit Dions. All right.
The Preen Bay Gackers.
Nope.
Packers are animals.
Nope. Too wrong.
The Cincinnati Singles.
Yep, the Cincinnati Singles. And you get one
the
more.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes. Boom. Oh, you get a point for that one. I thought it was going to be the third strike there.
Me too. It just came to me, man.
You've gotten a lot of the footballs.
That's like the sport I know some things about.
Not the NHL?
No, I did go to an NHL game one time when the Atlanta Thrashers were a thing, and that was, you know, it was cool being there. I enjoyed it, but I didn't really, you know, fall in love with it and then follow it religiously or anything like that.
All right, one more.
I'm starting to get a blank here. How many? There's like 15 left, right?
There are several. There are a lot of baseball ones left. Like four baseballs. Like two or three basketball, all three hockey. And a few more footballs.
We aren't doing mythical creatures, right?
Nope. Just normal animals that exist.
Normal animals. Oh, okay, I got one. The... I gotta move the vowel. The Arizona Diamondbacks.
All right, you can get a point for that one. And Brian, you got another, or is your tank dry?
Did we already say the Detroit Dions?
We did say the Detroit Dions.
I just want to say it again because it's fun. Detroit Dions.
It is fun. Okay. All right, so
then I don't have an answer.
Let's see. Other ones that there were. There's the Indianapolis Olds, the Denver Donkos. Let's see.
That was funny.
I like that one. The main reason this is around is because I realize it's really fun to say them all like this. Do we do the Milwaukee Mucks yet?
No.
The Harlot Chornets. I like that one. The Minnesota Timberwolves. They're all members of the same country club. The Rampa Bay Tays, Miami Marlins. Do we do the Detroit Tigers? I don't think we did that one. The Florida Panthers, the Arizona Coyotes, and the San Jose Sharks.
I would like a San Jose jersey. Just like a bootleg jersey.
All right, Brian, you're behind 14 to 10, so you get a choice here. Do you want the last round to be NFL, NBA, MLB, or NHL?
Well, I clearly know the most about the NFL, but I kind of don't trust you. I feel like you're going to turn this against me.
No, it's exactly the same, just the rest of them.
Yeah.
That aren't animals or birds.
I don't know. I feel no, it's never as simple as it seems. After last week, you really you pulled the rug out from under Caitlin a few times, so I'm a little... gun shy. All right, NFL. Let's go with the NFL.
All right, NFL teams only, not animals or birds. And Brian, you get to start.
All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh man, this one's really bad.
Oh no.
You might want to bleep it out. Hopefully, I'm.
What is
the New York Nets?
I don't have to bleep that. You know, the New York Nets. That's what happens when you switch the letters. It becomes the New York Nets. I thought I tested all of these, but I guess I did not test all of them. All right, Brian.
I'll go with the New York Giants.
Thank you, the New York Giants.
The Minnesota Mikings.
All right, Minnesota Mikings. Point.
Oh, I was about to go for that one. That's a good one. Okay. This is a tough one. Let me think about it. The San Francisco 49ers.
49ers. All right. Point.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal one of Brian's then. I'm going to go the Preen Bay Gackers.
Preen Bay Gackers. All right. Now I'm really worried that gacking is some kind of slang term that I don't know about, but we're going to get letters. If we get letters.
We get snail mail.
We get one email from someone who's like, don't say that.
Dearest Happy Cast.
Okay. How about the Sioux Orleans Nates?
The Sioux Orleans Nates. All right. I think that's on there. Yep, it is.
The Tustin Hexans.
Oh, the Tustin Hexans. That's that team that uses black magic.
Oh, this is kind of embarrassing because I'm not even sure if this is still a team. The Tennessee Titans, are they around?
They are. They're on the list. Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
Point for you. And you don't have to change anything.
I thought for some reason I thought that they just disappeared one day.
I've never heard of them, so maybe.
They got wished into a cornfield after they came like a yard and a half short of winning the Super Bowl. They just disappeared.
No, it was the doing of those Tustin Hexans.
So this is current teams, but is it current cities? Because there has been realignment.
I think it was updated actually 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, so like there's some new team in I think Detroit or something that got added even to something.
So the Los Angeles Largers.
Yep. All right. The Largers. Just a huge team.
The Pew England Natriots.
Oh, you guys aren't going with poo? I'll count it though.
Yeah.
I like the Pew England Natriots.
Also, let me take this moment to grind an axe. New England's a region. I don't know why you can just have a team for a region. Doesn't make any sense to me. Never has. Okay.
Doesn't seem fair. The Southeastern Falcons.
Exactly. Right? The Midwestern Bears. I don't know.
And they already have other teams up there, so it's not like it's all of New England.
I know. Just pick a lane, man. You're the Rhode Island Patriots.
All right, Woot, do you have another?
I do, but I just lost it because I was laughing at Rhode Island Patriots.
Your strategy's working, Brian.
the Pittsburgh Peelers.
Yep, Pittsburgh Peelers, peeling the potatoes.
How many are left? Do you have a number?
I didn't write a number, but there are a fair amount.
I feel like we have to be getting close.
Five, six left.
Wow.
Okay. If we clear the board, do we each get like 100 points?
If you'll still be tied, but yeah, I'll give each of
you 100 points. I mean it serves no actual function, but it just makes our scores look more impressive.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that then.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, I really want to clear the board. Think. I cleared out the Falcons division. That's where I started. I know those teams the best. the Callous Dowboys.
Yep, the Callous Dowboys. Oh, they're so callous, those Dowboys. The stock
market.
Actually
pretty accurate. the Cleveland Cowns.
Yep, Cleveland Cowns.
That's good. I feel like I must be forgetting about like a really terrible team somewhere. Like a awful team.
It's getting intense. I need intense music here. Or I'll just edit it to being really short.
Yep.
Or is Brian Googling?
No, I promise I'm not. I'm sitting in quiet contemplation. I feel like you should really put a time limit on me because I'm gonna. I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue.
Four, three.
Oh, I hate the time limit now. I thought I was into it, but now I don't like it at all.
Do you want a hint?
No, that doesn't seem fair.
Okay.
I'll take the strike and.
What if it's a hint that can help both of you?
Well, I mean, I'll take the strike and then hopefully, maybe when Woot says one, it'll kind of jog my memory.
All right, strike one.
Coming up driving
for football, drive. Strike one. Flag on the play, Brian.
First down, second down. Coming up.
I'll give you a hint that'll help both of you. Two of the four teams are Native American themed.
Oh, well, yeah.
There are two on there like that. Because I almost made that a whole other topic of ones named after Indian tribes or racist terms for them.
Yeah. Here, I'll take one, and then Brian can get the other. The Rashington Redskins.
I hate when I get that. I hate when I get the Rashington Redskin.
That was that actually. Woot phoned a friend. That was a special phone a friend. Elmer Fudd on that.
Redskins. All right, Brian. Do you have the other one of those?
I actually can't think of the other one. Did Woot already say the San Diego Chargers?
Yep. No. It's Los Angeles now. So that is.
Oh, right. That did happen.
Something I learned from doing this quiz.
Huh. All right. Well.
Guess no one gets 100 points.
I guess not. That was gonna really help us both out.
Somehow, you have the Chances City Keeps.
I was gonna do it.
Oh. How about, do you know the other two?
There's two left.
Two left.
No, just...
All right, you got the Rokeland Aiders and the Sioux Orland Saints.
No, he did the Saints.
Saints? Okay, all right. Well, then you only miss Rokeland Aiders and the Chiefs. My favorites from other categories...
I can live with that.
Other categories, I loved things like the Hyami Meat. I love the Hyami Meat. There are the Denver Duggets. There are a lot of these that were really fun. Just
the Denver ones are really good.
The Scenics Funds. They're so fun. And the Batlanta Aves, I guess. And then I have a whole list of NHL ones, too, that I was hoping you guys wouldn't pick. All right, so good. Round one, it looks like it is Woot 22, Brian 17. Brian, you're behind, but you can easily catch that back up. Oh, hockey, you have the Pashville Nedditors. All right, so are you guys ready for event number two?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, number two is a event we did last round, or last episode, but with a different name. This time it's called Hit My Pitch. All right, Hit by Pitch. It may sound like another event themed on sports, but it is not, so do not worry, sports people who don't like sports. I mean, people who don't like sports.
Oh, man, I hate sports people that don't like sports. They're the
such
worst.
Phonies.
Well, this event is the same as we did last time, called Podman, but with a better name and more themed, because I guess my theme this round is, or this whole episode, is have titles of events that have nothing to do with the actual content of the event. So we have Dark Side of the Spoonerism about baseball, and a Hit by Pitch is something totally different. I will give each of you 10 words. I've already sent Brian his. I'm about to send yours to you, Woot. You will have 3 rounds. Each round, I'll have a different occupation, and you will pick 2 of those 10 words to make some kind of item that you want to pitch to me. You have to hit me with your pitch. I will then choose my favorite answer of the two, and the player that I pick will get 5 points. So, I am sending these to you, and are you ready to know my first occupation? All right, so you each have 10 words. You have to make an item with 2 of the 10. You'll keep those 10 words the whole way through, but you can't reuse words. Like Brian should do joke club twice in a row last time. So my first occupation is I am a nuclear power plant safety person. I'm Homer Simpson's job from The Simpsons. So, Brian, you are behind. Would you like to go first or go second?
I'll go first.
Go first. All right. So what item do you want to sell to me, the nuclear power plant safety dude?
Let's see. Okay. What's your official title? Nuclear power plant safety dude.
Safety dude, because I forgot the word that's after safety.
Okay, man. You're a safety dude. You're sitting around doing safety things. What does that consist of? Are you pushing a button? Are you making sure?
I'm taking naps. I'm eating donuts. I'm usually not even there.
Okay. See, that's your problem, is these vices are really getting to you. They're hurting your performance. You're not getting the raises you deserve because you're giving in to these urges to sleep and eat junk food and play on your phone.
I mean, I worked from home once, and I got really fat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I remember. Like, yeah. Okay.
How long have you known me?
for a very long time, apparently. So my product is the Urge Eraser. So it's very simple. It's it's a small box with a button on it. And anytime you have the urge to do anything counterproductive, like check Facebook, or eat an entire box of donuts or take a long nap, you just push the button, and who knows how it works. Maybe it's magic. Science, magic, potato. They're the same. You say potato, I say potato. The whole point is you push the button, it erases your urge, and you're able to just focus on your job. Just keep that nuclear power plant safe, and eventually, I guarantee you, 3 years down the road, you'll be running the entire place.
All right. Well, Will, what if I don't have the urge to push the urge button? What if I have so much of an urge to go eat donuts that I cannot make myself push it?
I mean, it's a button. You just push a button. It's not, I don't understand. Okay, can I give you a second product to help you with the first product?
It's fine. Because, like, I know if I see that button, I'm like, oh, if I push that button, I'm not going to want donuts. And I really want donuts. I have very bad self-control. But I might buy that. Let's see. Let's see if Woot can one-up you. Woot, what do you want to sell to me, the nuclear power plant safety dude?
All right, so unlike my competitor who's trying to get you to do work, you want to take naps, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything.
Nothing at all.
But you are the nuclear power plant safety dude, right?
I am.
So what you need is a safety coffin.
Oh, a safety coffin?
It's perfect. When you can't make it down to the hammock district to get your hammock to nap in, you've got a safety coffin right now there. Now, are you asking what's a safety coffin?
What's a safety coffin?
Well, it's a coffin you can sleep in, but you don't have to worry about getting buried in it because it doesn't have a door on it.
Oh. So it's just like part of a box.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can wheel it in there, and people are like, oh, where's Homer? Oh, he must be in there taking a nap in his safety coffin. Sounds like he's doing his job because he's being safe.
That's true. And if it melts down, I'm already in the coffin.
Exactly, so, which is already super safe. It's in the name.
I'm already halfway to being buried. So, well, that's a
you
good
idea. You just need a door.
I think I would pick Brian's, but I think Homer would pick yours. So I'm going to give both of you 5 points for that one. Because I cannot decide. So that's 27 now for Woot, 22 for Brian. Round two. You're down to 8 words. I am a sports-playing dog. I'm Air Bud. I play basketball. I play football. I play volleyball. I play all of the balls.
Serious question, did those, like, keep going and, like, keep escalating? Like, oh, Air Bud's running for president, or he's fighting terrorism.
All right, Air Bud didn't, but it gets weird. So this Air Bud 1 plays basketball. Air Bud Golden Receiver, football. Air Bud World Pup, soccer. Air Bud 7th Inning Fetch, baseball. I'm reading this, by the way. I don't have this memorized. Air Bud Spikes Back.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Volleyball. I'm a huge butthead. That's probably already a pothead term.
Hold on, Air Bud.
I'm an airhead.
Spikes back. Sounds like the Star Wars Air Bud mashup we've been missing our whole lives.
Well,
the dark middle chapter of the Air Bud movies.
Well, speaking of, then there were a series of spin-off films of the original series focusing on Buddy's puppies. You have Air Buddies. They're just trying to help out their parents. Snow Buddies. They go on an Alaskan adventure. Space Buddies. They accidentally board a rocket ship. It really escalates there. Santa Buddies, they help Santa deliver presents on Christmas Eve. Spooky Buddies, Halloween. Treasure Buddies, Indiana Jones-style adventure. And then Super Buddies, after acquiring rings that grant them superpowers, the buddies must use them to stop a villain.
How are these dogs wearing rings?
Maybe they're collars? I don't know. And then the Santa Paws also had a spinoff and got a prequel and a sequel.
Oh, my God. I asked this question.
I have that. I mean,
the impressive part is, no, he's not even on a Wikipedia page. Ben just knows this. He's seen them all.
I'm a total airhead.
The space one should have been at the end because it would have been a living reenactment of the Poochie episode of The Simpsons.
Maybe that's what they were hoping, and then they just kept going.
He went back to his home planet.
And do you know who has voiced some of these animals? Don Knotts voiced Sniffer in Air Buddies. And by the way, Billy from the first one was voiced by the famous quarterback Wallace Shawn.
Oh, look at that.
He voiced him in one of them. Anyway, okay, so I am a football playing dog with all sorts of babies that do all sorts of crazy adventures, and I need an item sold to me. Brian, you went first. Woot, do you want to go first or second?
We'll switch it up. I'll go first.
All right, first. All right, what do you want to sell to me? I am a dog, but I can talk.
Using the same list of words?
Yeah, the same list, but you can't use the same two that you already used. Those two are gone.
Oh, okay.
Pick two out of your eight.
All right, I got it.
All right. So,
Air Bud, you have done everything under the sun. You've played baseball. You've played football. You've went to space.
Well, I didn't go to space. My children did.
Okay.
I'm the father of space explorers.
So what's next for the Bud family?
Good question.
They've got to get into national security, right?
Right.
But dogs can't hold guns or explosives. But what they can do is hit stuff with their face. And that's why you need a grenade puppet.
A grenade puppet. Okay. What does that
do? Someone throws the grenade puppet to you, and you hit it up using your basketball, your genetically superior basketball skills that won you the championship all those years ago, and you hit that grenade puppet right into the enemy's face.
Okay. What if I miss it? Will I blow up?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try really hard not to miss it.
It's not a safety grenade puppet.
Okay, I'll really, really hard not to then. All right, Brian, what are you selling me, a dog?
All right, you sports playing dog. You're out there, out and about, playing your sports, golden receiving, air budding, whatnot. One thing would really make your job easier, and that's if you weren't covered so closely. I mean, it's hard to catch those touchdown passes because you're a dog, but also because you're being covered so well. So, my product is the booger jacket.
Oh.
So you wear this booger jacket. It's just a jacket covered with boogers. It's real gross. But the upside is nobody's going to want to touch you, so you're going to be wide open for that game-winning touchdown.
That's true. I mean, I've moved on from football, and I'm now trying to learn how to play golf. But still, I don't want people to touch me in golf either.
Nobody's going to ever touch you. I mean, that's really the problem being a dog, is that people are probably petting you all the time. Booger jacket completely solves that.
And you know how dogs also hate pets.
That's true. I mean, well, you're a very serious dog that's trying to, you know, get things done and win championships. And if you're worried about, oh, I don't know, is the NFL going to let, you know, me wear this booger jacket? That doesn't seem like it's regulation. I would like to remind you that you're a dog that plays sports, so the rules have gone out the window a long time ago.
It doesn't say you can't wear a booger jacket. I think I'm going to pick booger jacket because I have less chance of exploding with that one.
It's still a chance, but it's very minimal.
A very small chance. Okay.
I would pick Booger Jacket,
so
too.
5 points for Brian. And while we're on the topic of this, would you like to know some fun trivia about Air Buddies, the spinoff?
No.
Okay. Well, too bad. Their children are named Rosebud, Buddha, like Bud, Butterball, Mudbud, and B-Dog.
Oh, B-Dog. He sounds like the cool one.
B-Dog can play basketball. Butterball plays football. Rosebud plays Rosebud plays soccer.
Rosebud.
Buddha plays baseball, and Mudbud plays volleyball. And
Rosebud should be like a professional
skier. Also, this was Don Knotts' last film.
Oh, that's a bummer.
What's Air Buddies? You mean it's a butter patrol?
But oh, you're saying butter. I thought you said butter patrol. No, okay, butter. No. Yes, butter patrol.
All right, and the third.
Yeah, I'm pretty butted out.
So you have 6 words left. My last topic, or my last occupation is, I'm a teacher whose students think that they don't need no education.
Okay, got one.
All right, Brian, you can go first.
Okay, man. You know, you're these kids, they don't respect you, man. You're like a real Rodney Dangerfield up there in front of your chalkboard or, you know, iPad, whatever teachers point to these
a
days.
A giant iPad.
And I mean, really, how many times has this happened to you? You're drawing on this giant iPad and
I call
you feel
it the wall.
This okay, you're standing by the wall and you just feel this damp, wet spitballs hit you right in the back of the head, and then you turn around, you don't know who threw it, everybody's laughing, you look like a fool.
That's true.
That's why I'm suggesting you buy my product, the Spit Radar.
Oh.
It's pretty, I mean, it's self-explanatory, man. It's a radar that, you know, alerts you when spit's nearby so you can dodge those spitballs and, you know, give these kids the education which they don't need none of.
I guess they really do need education then. My question is, will it alert myself that I have spit in my mouth, like, constantly?
No. I mean, the way it works is you put a sample of your own spit in, so that's friendly spit. Also, you know, spit of, like, loved ones, spouses, whatever, you know, you can, like, there's a safe list. It's like, oh, we're not going to alert you to that, but when
I can,
unknown,
like,
spit heads
people.
Your way.
Okay. So that way, yes. If my children want to spit on me, they can.
If you want them? Yeah, I guess. You know, maybe you have, like, a favorite student. It's like, oh, Jeremy got an A+ on his pop quiz. He gets the spit medallion. He gets to spit at me whenever. No repercussions.
Okay, I don't like
no
the
judgment,
spit medallion
man.
Part.
Teach how you got to teach.
I think I like the radar. Okay, so Brian, I think I'll buy that, but what do you have to sell me, Woot?
I'm running out of words here. Okay, so these kids, they say they don't need no education.
Yeah.
We aren't going to get through to them with, you know, coddling them, you know. They aren't going to have any pudding if they don't finish their meat.
That's true.
But what's going to get their attention? I'll tell you.
Spitballs.
A danger wheel.
Ooh, I kind of like this.
What's a danger wheel?
What
I
is
don't
it?
Know.
Is it like a chore wheel with punishments that are all dangerous?
Yes, thank you for making my pitch for me.
You hit me with a spitball. Spin the danger wheel. Oh, execution, sorry. Or, oh, sit in the corner. Okay. Well,
danger wheel.
I think I will go to jail for buying the danger wheel, so I'm going to buy the spit radar. All right, Brian, after that round, you are ahead 32 to 27, but you made it through hit by pitch, which I guess will change its name every time it comes up. So mix it up with a new event called Balderdash, but ball with 2 L's, because sports. So this is an event that's definitely not stolen from a board game with a suspiciously similar sounding name, but you will both be given the title of a movie. All you have to do is figure out the plot, but to make it more difficult, my team of experts, they have written their own ideas of what the plots may be. So I will give you 3 short synopses, and you will both tell me what you think the correct plot is of that movie. And for each one you get right, you will net 3 points. Net. Like basketball net. Get it? Net. See if you can guess the theme. I worked really hard on that net. All right. All right, so your first movie is Bonzo Goes to College. And number one, Bonzo Goes to College is about a former lab chimp who knows how to read, runs away from a carnival sideshow, and becomes a star football player. Two, an orangutan sneaks after his owner's family to follow the eldest son to college. There, he develops an affinity for cricket. Or three, a monkey attends college to pursue his dream of becoming a pro basketball player. He goes through the trials and tribulations of college life. Which one is the correct synopsis? And Woot, you can go first because you are behind.
I'm going to say synopsis number three.
The basketball player? All right.
Yes.
Brian?
I'm going to go with number one.
Number one, where he becomes a football player. I'll let you know that the answer is number one, football player. The plot on Wikipedia even says, former lab chip Bonzo, suddenly literate, runs away from a carnival sideshow.
I hate it. I know you hate it when you wake up and suddenly literate.
It's actually a sequel for another movie starring the same monkey called Bedtime for Bonzo. They accidentally adopt him as a child, I think, and then he ends up playing football. Somehow. It has some people in it. All right. Your second movie is called Racing Stripes. One, a zebra wants to be a racing horse, so he tries to paint himself to pass off as a normal horse. Two, an abandoned circus zebra grows up believing he is a racehorse, but with the help of his barnyard friends and a teenage girl, sets out to achieve his dream. And three, a zebra has a dream to drive race cars. With the help of his adopted family, he learns to drive his way to victory. Brian, which one is correct?
The brilliant part about this question is I know the exact movie you're talking about. I remember it coming out. I remember seeing the poster, and I still have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, the team of experts, Megan and Caitlin, they knew it was a zebra and racing, but that was it.
I'm going to go with number one again. I feel good about number one.
Paints himself to pass off as a normal horse. All right.
Can we pick the same one?
You can if you want to.
That sounds right. That sounds like something I remember. Zebra painting itself. Go for it. Number one.
All right. Well, it's actually number two. He does not paint himself. He just, the abandoned circus zebra helps out barnyard friends. I think Hayden Panettiere plays like a pig or something. It also has voices of Frankie Muniz, Mandy Moore, Michael Clark Duncan, Jeff Foxworthy, Joshua Jackson, Steve Harvey, David Spade, Snoop Dogg, Dustin Hoffman, and Whoopi Goldberg.
All-star cast.
Who's who of 2003.
They were all animal voices in that movie, I think. So no points for that round. All right, number three is the movie called The Karate Dog. An English
it's about a dog that does karate. I win. Boom.
They're all sort of about that. One, an English bulldog puppy grew up watching his owner practice karate and decided he should try to become a karate master so they could spend more quality time together. Two, a crime-fighting dog learns the art of karate in order to stop dog catchers from taking away his friends. Three, when an LAPD computer expert investigates the killing of an old man in Chinatown, he finds the only witness is his dog, Chocho. But he soon discovers Chocho is the only dog in the world who can speak to humans. Not only that, he's an expert in martial arts.
Three is so specific. Like,
but remember, my sister helped write some of these.
I know. But so, like, and I just want to say that if that's not it, bravo, because that's a brilliant synopsis.
So you going with number three?
I'm going to go with number one.
Number one. All right. And Brian?
I'm going to go with number three. And if it's not the actual movie, we should kickstart this thing. I think that could be a big hit.
All right. And the answer is number three. It is about that. And the dog is voiced by Chevy Chase. I could not believe it when I found out. The poster is terrible. Also, John Voight is the primary antagonist.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Rest in peace, Chevy Chase, since his career.
All right, the next one is Matilda. Not the movie about the child that can move things with her mind. This is earlier than that one. One, a cat becomes a grandmaster in chess and uses that skill to run a catnip ring with the other neighborhood cats. Two, a small-time talent agent discovers a boxing kangaroo and uses it as a stepping stone into the big time. And three, learning how to play rugby is Matilda the sheep's dream, but when she finds out she has to shave off her wool, she has second thoughts. So, Brian, what do you think?
Number one, the catnip ring.
Catnip ring. And Woot?
First of all, is number two the synopsis to Kangaroo Jack?
Is it?
I'll yeah, read number two. I watched Kangaroo Jack for the first time a few months ago, so please read it again.
I saw it in theaters when it came out. A small-time talent agent discovers a boxing kangaroo and uses it as a stepping stone into the big time.
Okay, no, that's not what that's
about. Oh, dang it. I'll go number three.
Number three, Matilda the Sheep. Let's see, the answer is a boxing kangaroo. Oh, these movies are so dumb. All right. Oh, yeah, in that movie, it stars Elliot Gould, among other people whose names I don't know. All right, next up is Gus, just called Gus. One, the story of a mouse who learns that if you put your mind to anything, you can achieve your dreams, even if that dream is to join a professional football team. Two, a rowdy mouse decides to follow his dreams of becoming a rodeo hero. He lassos rats in the sewer to simulate bull riding and wants to use the rodeo prize money to pay off his cat landlord. Or three, a failing California football team recruits a Yugoslavian mule for their team when it is discovered that he can kick a field goal from anywhere on the field. All right. Who went first last time, Brian? So, Woot, you get to pick first. So
these are all spectacular.
Football mouse, rodeo mouse, or Yugoslavian football mule?
I don't even care if it's wrong. I gotta go Yugoslavian football mule.
All right, Brian.
I have a vague hazy childhood memory of actually seeing this movie. It's definitely number three.
It is number three. 2 points.
Are you serious?
Yes, that movie stars Don Knotts and Ed Asner.
Yep. I've seen this movie.
My favorite part about the wiki page for this one is in the plot. It talks about early on that this Yugoslavian son on the farm discovers that Gus can kick a soccer ball, and he shouts some word that's in, I don't know, Yugoslavian. Then it says, note, there is fierce debate in the Gus fan community. Read the spelling of Oyagi.
The Gus fan community.
And the blurb at the top says the movie is remembered for two sequences involving a hotel and a supermarket. I don't know that movie, but I guess the fan community does. Do you remember those two scenes, Brian? The hotel scene?
I just remember a mule kicking a football and Don Knox was there. That's all I remember.
Anywhere on the field. It's so dumb.
I mean, that reminds me of a very lengthy Facebook message exchange with me and Brian about the IMDb page for Rocky IV talking about the robot.
Yes.
Like there is an absurd amount of detail about that scene.
Yes, next time you're on the show, I would love to talk in great detail about the robot from Rocky IV. Nothing would make me happier.
Well, a different podcast where we just talk about IMDb pages. The three of us do that.
Because there's some real twists and turns. You think that there's not that much, but you keep digging. Like, it's incredible. There's a story. I would like, you could make a movie about the origin of the robot from Rocky IV.
I need to watch those movies then. All right. Three left.
Also, Polly was definitely romantically involved with that robot. I'm just putting it out there.
Yes.
Your next movie is called Ed. Just Ed. One. A Clydesdale who likes to hunt is after the perfect minx in order to make even furrier boots for his hooves. Two, a farm boy makes it onto a minor league baseball team when he finds out he will be roommates and teammates with a chimpanzee named Ed. When the team's owners sell Ed, the farm boy takes matters into his own hands to save him from a truck of frozen bananas. Mm-hmm. And three. Ed is your average horse who just wants to fit in, while also proving that he is strong. With the help of some barnyard animals, he fights his way to the top in what some may call the boxing match of the century.
I know the answer. Do you know the answer, Woot?
Woot goes first, then.
No, I'm going to... Two sounds vaguely familiar. I'm going to go two.
All right, Brian?
It is two, and it's actually... It stars Matt LeBlanc. Matt LeBlanc.
Stars him as the farm boy. Reception. The film was overwhelmingly panned by critics. Ed has a 0% rotten on Rotten Tomatoes and has 4 Razzie Awards. Mm-hmm. It says it got worse screen couple for LeBlanc and Ed the Mechanical Chimp. Also in it are no one else I know.
I have a dream of getting a DVD copy of the movie Ed and carrying it with me every day in the hopes that someday I meet Matt LeBlanc and get him to sign it.
You should. You should do that. All right, final two questions. MVP, most valuable primate. All right, 1. A lonely boy befriends an orphan chimpanzee. Together, they turn the local soccer team on its head and learn the true meaning of friendship and teamwork. 2. A chimpanzee who knows sign language is adopted by a Canadian family after his lab researcher dies. The family discovers he has a natural talent for hockey as they make their way to a league championship. And 3, George the monkey is tired of life at the zoo. All he wants to do is become a basketball star, so he finds a way to escape and attempts to join the team. Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan, which one is it?
Oh, it's number 2.
All right, Woot.
I know this movie, but it's either 1 or 2. Brian sounds so confident, too.
It is 2. He does play hockey. okay. And my favorite part of this page is MVP Most Valuable Primate is a 2000 feature film that sparked the MVP franchise.
Uh-oh. So it's like an also-ran of Air Bud.
Well, there's only a second movie. Second movie is MVP Most Vertical Primate.
Yeah, I remember that one. That's the skateboarding one.
Well, which one of the three is it, Brian? Is it a monkey with a penchant for pranks disguises himself as a human and joins a professional basketball team? Is it a baby gorilla embarks on a spiritual and competitive journey as she decides to one-up King Kong and become the first primate to reach the summit of Mount Everest? Or a monkey befriends a homeless skateboarder and proves to be as good at skateboarding as he is at friendship?
Guys, we've wandered into my wheelhouse when it comes to movies about animals playing sports. Nobody matches my knowledge. It's obviously the third one.
All right, the third one now. Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. All right, and Woot, are you agreeing with him or do you disagree?
I mean, I really shouldn't. Yeah, sure. Number 3.
All right, you are right. Right now the scores are 39 Woot, 53 Brian.
Whew,
I don't know how you did that. Oh, and by the way, there's also a skate shop owner named Ollie Plant in that movie.
That's pretty good.
It sounds right out of a Tony Hawk's game.
It does. I did leave off Soccer Dog the movie and Soccer Dog European Cup because it's a dog who plays soccer. There's not a whole lot more you can do with the plot.
There's no mystery there.
No mystery at all. All right. Event 4 of 5. We're almost done. We're working on it. Almost there. This fourth event is called, it's a returning favorite we've never done before, called First Impressions. So it's going to be another one of your specialist subjects, Woot, The Simpsons. The round is simple. All you have to do is know regular characters who appear on the TV show The Simpsons. But instead of listing them off or saying them as spoonerisms, no Somer Simpson or anything, you will have to do an impression of the character until one of the other two of us who aren't doing the voice can guess who you are. You can quote lines, you can give descriptions, just act like them. You cannot say names, though, or like sounds like Momer, Mimpson.
Can you say names of other characters?
You cannot. You cannot. You'll have to do a voice and try to describe like what you do or who you are, anything like that. And for every correctly guessed impression, the contestant will get 2 points. All right, so Woot, you can go first since you are currently behind.
Okay, so I'm just doing any impression of any character.
Of any character, any like regular character. So not like Bill Clinton because he was on once or something.
But we're probably going to stay away from the main cast. We're going to go deep into the ancillary.
Well, you want it to be guessed by, like, if you're doing it, you want it to be guessed by either me or Brian. So you can still do the main cast if you want. If you want to try for a Homer or a Marge or not Maggie because she's not talking. So you can't count her. All right. So you're first. Good luck.
All right. All right. No, it's the children that are wrong.
It's Principal Skinner.
It is. 2 points for Woot. All right, Brian.
Oakley Dokley Neighborino.
Is that Homer?
I hate you so much right now.
It's Ned Flanders.
It's Maude. Yeah, Ned Flanders, 2 points.
Ha ha!
Nelson?
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela. 43.
Hey!
Sideshow
Bob.
Krusty
the Clown.
I'm gonna get all these wrong if I can. It's Krusty the Clown, yes. I assume, right, Brian?
That's it.
Okay.
I put a custom to your face.
Brian?
I don't know, Ben. What do you have to say to that one?
Oh, do I have to say to that one?
Yeah.
Or.
Oh, that's Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
I knew it from that one. All right, 2 points.
All right. Hey, how's it going there? Let's sit down, have a beer.
You're Mo, aren't you?
I am Mo. I'm also doing the voice of Mo, but yes.
You just are Mo. All right, 2 more points.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, now, I ain't ever been one for no book learning.
Is that Brian's?
Yep, that's it. That's it. You know, I don't want to question the integrity of this game, but what's going to stop me from disagreeing with you? Like, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm doing.
Because if we have no idea, you're not going to get a point.
If you just say anything, I'll be like, totally, yes, nailed it.
Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel.
It is Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel.
Cletus's Chicken Shack tastes good, by the way. I've eaten there.
Excellent.
Senor Burns.
Senor
Excellente.
Sorry.
No! I was going to get that one next.
Wait, who are you going with for that one?
It was Barney.
I don't know if it was Barney or Homer, because they both burp like that, because they're the same person.
No, it was Drunk Barney.
All right, Drunk Barney.
Not Sober Barney.
I was going to do Barney.
Nobody likes Sober Barney.
I was going to do his from Homer at the Bat. Lord Palmerston! Oh, okay.
Hibbert.
Yeah.
2 points.
Sacrilicious. My favorite line from any Simpsons episode.
Is that the Homer the Heretic one? Or is that a different episode?
Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite episode, too. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Oh, I assume it's Homer then. For 2 points.
Wait a minute. That sounds like rock and or roll.
That's Reverend Lovejoy.
52 or 53 points now. It's our highest scoring game ever.
This could go on for a while.
I don't know.
This could. Yeah.
All right. From now on, you can't say lines. You can only just talk like that character.
Oh, it's going to. Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, that's it.
Tough man.
Yeah, tough man.
Tough man can't breathe. Oh, no.
That's a shame that that's the line I would have said, but his name's right there. Oh, dang, I missed one for Dr. Nick, too. Flammable means flammable what? A country.
I like that one.
So we aren't doing lines anymore. We have to actually do impressions.
You got to do just actual straight impressions now.
But how do you do that without the line?
You got to sound just like him or act in their personality.
Can I say the line of a character that I'm not being?
Yes. All right, you know what? You have to. You have to say someone else's line while doing the impression of the one you want us to guess. Thank you, Brian.
Arg, what is it you need, Mr. Burns?
So, is that the sea captain?
Yeah, sea captain. Yeah. Being Smithers.
Yes. With a little bit of a Bumblebee Man at the end there, on accident.
All right, you will get 6 points for getting all of those in there at once. No, you get 4 because we guessed 2 of them. So, right, Brian, you can get 4 points if we can guess the line and the person you are. Rules changing up.
It's okay. It's worst episode ever.
Is that Apu, but also comic book guy?
Yeah, that's Apu, the comic book guy. Yep.
This is great.
The good new game type we invented.
Okay, I got one character. Hoyven Zeppelin rules.
Trying to think which
one. Ben, what do you got, Ben?
I don't know. They both have some familiar. It's really weird.
I mean, Zeppelin. I think it's an auto line.
That makes sense. So you get 2. Who's the other one?
I'm really sad none of you guys got that. It must have been really bad. I always thought.
Well, it's hard because it's with the auto line. Do it with a normal line just because. If you have one.
Hoyven Maven, my wife is going to kill me.
Yeah. Frank. Got any more, Brian?
I feel like I've got one more.
But do you have 2 more?
Well, that's the question.
They
got to
be
right?
together. 5.
I passed. But guys, if I didn't run out of time, I was going to bust out the most spot on Frank Grimes. People would have been like, oh, yeah, of course, Frank Grimes, right. Beloved character.
All right, do it right now. Go.
Hey, it's me, Frank Grimes. Excuse me, this family already had a horse. That's him being comic book guy. I just do everyone as comic book guy.
All right, you got to strike. If you can do one more Woot, this round ends.
Okay, I had it. Where was it? Dang it, Brian's really good at distracting.
That's the main skill set he brings in to really get you. He's not here to make friends. He's here to make jokes. And win.
This one's tough. Oh, now I ain't saying nothing.
And so one of those is Mayor Quimby.
It's Quimby as...
Yes. And the other one is a really minor character.
Who is the other one?
Are you giving up?
Oh, yeah. I'm giving up, yeah.
It's Johnny Tightlips. I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get shot, Johnny Tightlips? Don't worry about it.
You still had, like, Ralph. Ralph could have gone, too. Oh, that would have been a fun one. Wiggum, Snake. So many good ones.
Oh, Willie.
I'm robbing you.
Oh, yeah, Willie. All right, so at the end...
Do we really want to do bad Scottish accents here?
No, I... Well, truthfully... I really didn't want to do Apu, but I didn't have anything else.
Well, Brian, sometimes you can't hold it in. You have to do Apu. So, after 4 events so far, it is 63 Woot, 71 Brian. And it's time for the final round called WrestleBrania. It is the decathlon of the Adventists. You will have a few questions with opportunity for bonus points throughout. The first ones will all focus on your specialist subjects, Woot. But the final question is a mystery topic where we spin the wheel of facts or trivia or something, and we will get one for Brian to try to answer. All right, so Woot, you are behind Would you like to go first or second on the first question? You both have to answer all of them.
I'll give Brian a head start.
All right. So
I went first last time.
The first one is, we will be beginning with your first specialist subject, sports. How many cities have teams from all four major league sports that we covered earlier, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey? So the city has to have at least one team in each of those four. And whoever picks the closest number gets a point. If you get it exactly right, you get 3 points. Oh, sorry, if you get whoever's closest gets two, exactly gives you four. So, Brian, how many cities have all four sports?
I'm going to guess five.
Five. All right, Woot.
I am going to say four.
Four. Would it change anything if I said that cities includes metropolitan areas?
No.
Okay.
Not for me.
Brian?
Oh, that changes everything. And then definitely it's 823.
Well, too late. You already
no,
have
no, five. I'm a stick five.
All right. The answer is there are 13.
Wow.
If you include metropolitan areas. So, can you name any of them and all of their teams? If you do, you get 5 points.
Just name one of them and all the teams?
Name one city and all of their teams. And you can go first if you think you have one.
Oh, yeah, this one's easy for me. Chicago.
Name all of them.
Baseball, you have the Cubs and the White Sox. Football,
yeah.
You have the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, you have the Bulls. Hockey, you have the Blackhawks.
You do. All right, you got five. Oh, and
all
I forgot
right,
to mention,
I'm going to go.
Sorry, one more thing. Only three of the 13 cities have teams that actually play in the physical city, not including metropolitan areas. So if you answer one of those and get all the teams, you get 10 points.
Okay.
All right.
Can I go with New York?
Yeah, you can, if you can name every single team they have.
Every single, so I have to, so it's like the Yankees, the Mets, the,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I don't want to do New York then. I'm going to do Detroit. You got Detroit, you got your Lions, your Tigers,
your Bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and Tigers.
Lions, Tigers, Red Wings?
Red Wings.
Is that? Mm-hmm. And I guess they probably have a basketball team, the Detroit Pistons.
Yes, they do.
Is that it? Magic, the Jazz Hands.
Magic Jazz Hands. You are right. All right, if you have another one, Woot, you can respond and get 5 more points.
All right, I'm going to try. I'll try New York.
Ooh.
So, and this is just everything that says New York in the title, not stuff that's in the actual city?
Yeah. Or anything that counts as a New York team. So a lot of them will say
okay.
New York, some will be just, you know, nearby.
All right. Football, you have the Jets and the Giants.
Correct.
Baseball, you have the Yankees and the Mets.
Correct.
Hockey, you have the Rangers and the Islanders.
And?
Oh. And? Oh,
they
man.
Count one more on there.
The Rangers, the Islanders.
And
well, I can't think of it. Yeah, I can't think of it.
It is the Devils counts for New York City.
The New Jersey Devils?
They count for the New York City area, apparently.
God, I never thought I'd hate New Jersey more than I already do.
Brian, do you have any more you want to do? Or you stick with
well,
what you have?
If it were like, you know, before like 2010, I could have said Atlanta, Falcons, Braves, Hawks, Thrashers, but the Thrashers are no more, so I've got nothing.
All right, well, your cities are Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denver, Detroit, L.A., Miami, Minneapolis, St. Paul, New York City, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Francisco, Bay Area, and Washington, D.C. And as Woot has said Chicago, he gets a bonus 5 points because they are one of the three cities that has all of them actually play in the physical city.
Oh, nice.
So congrats to Woot. Yeah, New York City is the hardest one because they have a whole bunch of teams. L.A. is the next hardest because they have like 8.
I almost tried L.A., but that one's really hard.
They have a lot. All right, question 2. This is a 2-part question. What U.S. city has the most total championships between the Big Four plus soccer. And for bonus points, try to get the closest number to the total of championships. And so, Woot, you can choose first or second.
I'll go first.
All right, so what city and how many total championships?
I'm going to say Boston. And actually, no. Boston, 29.
All right, Boston, 29. And Brian, what is your city and what is your championship total?
I'll say New York, 32.
New York, 32. The answer is New York City, 54.
Ooh, wow.
They count all of the Yankees.
Oh, God. The Yankees, 27 titles. Yeah.
Why they won a whole bunch.
What am I thinking?
Brian, you're winning at sports. How does it feel?
Well, you know, I mean, it feels okay, I guess.
Yeah. Very humble. Good job. All right, number three. Number three. We'll be done with the North American-centric sports questions. So, like, Neil Orange Peel and, you know, Robbo can play along. So let's go global. The first Olympics games was held in Athens, Greece in 1896. How many different cities have held Olympic games? Let's see. Brian, you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Well, too bad. You have to go first because you're ahead.
Oh. Okay. What was the question?
No choice for you. How many different cities have held Olympic games?
49 ever.
And Woot?
Well, I'm trying to do some math. Are we counting summer and winter?
Summer and winter, yes. But if the same place has held both, you can only count it once. Because how many different cities?
I'm going to say 44.
44. The answer is 43. Woot, you were the closest. You get 3 points because you're like only one away. And for a bonus point, what is the last one alphabetically? Brian, do you have an answer?
I have no answer.
It's one you've both probably heard of.
I hope so.
All right. Three, two.
Salt Lake City.
No, it is Vancouver.
Yep.
First alphabetically is Albertville. So I didn't ask that one. All right, question four. I plan to start up my own sporting league. How many people would be on the field at one time in my sport? Because it's going to be a combination of baseball, basketball, football, ice hockey, ultimate frisbee, field hockey, soccer, volleyball, women's lacrosse, polo, cricket, water polo, curling, rowing, and korfball.
Like a lot. Like a bunch. Does that count?
Well, what's your number? Does it be closest to win?
Like 108?
108. All right, Woot.
142.
142. Well, the answer is actually, all right, Brian is sort of closest, but he's not. Woot is the closest at 142. There are 108 on each team, plus me. So 217 is the total. That one was such an easy question. I can't believe you guys didn't figure it out. Exact number. And if you want to know what korfball is, I looked that up. It is a real thing that I did not make up, even though it kind of sounds like I did. Now, korfball, it's a ball sport in the Netherlands, similar to netball and basketball, invented by a Dutch school teacher. All right, but you get the points. So 78 to 81, Brian, he's catching up. All right, you know what else is a sport? Wrestling. How many different people have become WWE champions since the first win in 1963?
Okay. Now, are we talking just like the heavyweight championship, or, you know, there are multiple belts in circulation at any given time? Tag team? What are we doing?
Okay, so I specifically found a Wikipedia page that's list of world heavyweight champions. That's what it is. It's anyone who has the WWE's original world title, the WWE Championship. Which counts the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. So anyone, or the total number of people who have won the World Heavyweight Champion. Of different people. Not people who've won it the same time, several times.
Right. Just like unique people. Okay, I go first?
Yes, you go first.
Okay. It's like 58.
All right, Woot.
And this is just WWE, it's not all the other leagues, too?
No, just WWE Heavyweight champions.
Since 1963.
Yes.
I'll say 67.
67. The answer is 49 different champions. So, Brian, you will get the 3 points. For a bonus point, name any of them. Oh, yeah?
I just want to interject that, fun fact, if we were talking WCW heavyweight championships, one of the champions would be David Arquette. David
really?
Arquette.
Did not know that.
Yeah. They let him win to kind of promote his dumb wrestling movie, Ready to Rumble. You guys remember Ready to Rumble?
Oh my god, I forgot all about that.
Got like
that.
A soft spot for really
they
bad
totally
sports movies.
Did that.
Wow.
Oh yeah, no, he was the WCW heavyweight champion. It was incredibly stupid.
Wow.
Oh, they
Sorry
did that.
The flow of the game,
I also vividly remember Ready to Rumble.
I don't remember that one at all. Well, John Cena has won the most with a total of 13 championships of it. Can you name any of the other 48?
Yes.
All right, 3 points to Brian. No. All right, name one.
Did I name one?
Name one. Because Luke gets to name one.
Hogan?
What's his name? Hogan. Does he have
it? Hulk Hogan.
Okay, okay.
The Incredible Hulk Hogan.
I'm making sure you meant the same Hogan that I was thinking of. All right, Woot.
Yeah,
you
not his, not his brother Horace Hogan, Hulk Hogan.
Also on the list was Hollywood Hulk Hogan, and I didn't know if that was different.
It's a different persona, same human person.
All right, Woot. Do you have one of those winners?
I'm going to say Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Let's see, The Rock. Yes, he has one.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Correct, he has one.
How about Sir Macho Man Randy Savage?
Randy Savage has indeed.
Triple Preparation H.
Yep, that's right.
Comes to the limits of my wrestling knowledge here.
You named a lot of the ones I've heard of. There are a few more I've heard of on here.
I'm going to say The Ultimate Warrior.
Yes, The Ultimate Warrior.
One. That's a good one. Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game.
Ric Flair, yes.
How about...
I meant to say Frick Rare.
No, Flick Rare. The L would have to go over two. Flick Rare.
Oh.
How about Hulk Hogan? That would still be Hulk Hogan.
He might be in a different weight class, but how about...
Hippel Treach.
Roddy Piper.
Let's see, Roddy Piper. I do not see him on my list. Brian got one more to end?
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, that is also correct. All right, let's see.
Is Mankind on the list?
Mankind, it is. Yep, Mankind's on the list. Mm. Also, Andre the Giant.
Sure.
He won once for, like, it said barely. Like, as soon as he got it, he gave it away to someone else. But it counted.
He gave it away like Mean Joe Green gave away the jersey in that Coke commercial. There you go, kid.
Let's see. Other ones that you could have had. Chris Jericho, CM Punk won a whole bunch, apparently. Randy Orton, I've heard of him. Sergeant Slaughter. Sheamus, Superstar, Billy Graham. The Miz, Vince McMahon, which isn't really fair. But he did. All right. One last sports question will be done. Perhaps the most famous baseball player of all time is Sam Malone for the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's true.
It, yeah.
After he retired from baseball, he ran a bar in Boston. What is the name of that bar? Woot, you can go first.
Oh, God, what is this? Oh, so many bars in Boston.
I know.
I want to say Chores?
Chores. All right, Brian, how do you... What do you think it is?
It's puzzles. Is it called puzzles? No, I'm gonna go with the Bull and Finch Pub. That's what I'm gonna say. Bull and Finch Pub.
Well, I will still count. I'll count both of your answers because one of you knew it was right but said it wrong, and one of you knew what it was actually called in Boston. So you both get 2 points. But since that question was so easy, bonus question added on here. What is his position on the team, and what jersey number did he wear?
Ooh.
All right. Ooh, you go first, because Brian is the cheers expert.
I know he was a pitcher, but I think he was a pitcher. I don't know, 39.
All right, and Brian.
Okay, he was a relief pitcher, and I want to say it was like a single digit, like maybe an 8.
He was a relief pitcher, so I'll give you 2 points. I'll give Woot half a point I'll give you 1 point because that's half.
You'll
of
give
two.
Him half of 2 points.
Half of 2 points. It's just 1 point, and he was number 16.
Ah, shucks.
And I found it. Andre the Giant defeated Hulk Hogan when a referee who was bribed by someone else scored the 3 count despite Hogan raising his shoulder past the 2 count. He immediately handed the championship belt to Ted DiBiase. President Jack Tunney ruled this as vacating the title.
The Million Dollar Man?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. Okay. So, question 7. We're almost done. No more sports. On to Pink Floyd. The one that we have not yet touched this entire round, or entire event. Of the 6 official members of the band, according to their website, 4 are still alive. What is the total combined age of all of the surviving members who aren't Bob Close because his age was not online? So you got 3 members of the band. I'll tell you their names: Nick Mason, Roger Waters, and David Gilmour. What are their combined ages? Woot, you go second. Brian, you go first.
187.
Holy crap.
No, it's about 250.
250. All right. Let us see who is correct. It looks like I have to do math.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
I hate it when that happens.
It's sort of in the middle. All right. Well, you were 33 away. And your answer, Brian, was 187. You are 30 away, so you are technically closer.
Oh.
They are 217 years old, the same number of people who were on that team of game that I was playing. All right, 84 to 96. Question number 8. Simpsons time. Money. eBay. That sound effect means it's time for a Found It on eBay round. So I've gone on eBay. Sorry, I couldn't find good Pink Floyd stuff on eBay, so I had to use it for the Simpsons round.
Well, I knew I should have. We should have stayed at general rock and roll.
No, because I like the Pink Floyd question. In rock and roll, I found too many questions for that. So it's the Found It on eBay round. I've gone on eBay, found a couple items for sale. The first one is a talking Krusty the Clown doll from the 3rd Treehouse of Horror episode.
The one that parodies that classic Twilight Zone Talking Tina episode, right? Yeah.
Yes, living doll. Yes.
the switch on the back was set to evil. That's the okay. All right.
Sure. Yes. And the segment is called Clown Without Pity. Well, there's an actual talking Krusty the Clown doll with a pull string that you can buy. It is on eBay right now.
Does it have
now.
An evil switch too?
It has a good evil and demo switch on the back.
What?
It is in used and working condition. The seller adds that it needs a little bit of cleaning. How much do they want for it, for the buy it now option? Brian, you guess first.
Is it in packaging?
It's like, it is not it in packaging. It was definitely used.
Does it have like a year of release?
It did not have it last time I looked.
I mean, if it was based on the 3rd Treehouse of Horror episode, I feel like it's a vintage item. Maybe there's some rarity. So I bet you they're probably trying to sell it for like...
Found it.
Okay.
And they are including 3 AAA batteries.
Oh, well, then that changes everything. in that case, I'm gonna go with $58.27.
All right, $58.27. Woot, what do you think it is worth? Or what do you think they're selling it for? I think it's worth like $300.
Yeah, and it says it needs cleaning. It's out of the packaging. It's been used. I'm going to say like... $41.16.
$41.16. Well, they are asking $39.99. You are very close, Woot. So I will give you 4 points instead of 3 because you were so close. And I kind of want to buy it. And another item I found. Remember when the Simpsons movie came out?
Oh, yeah. Like, that was, 2007?
I think so. Somewhere around there. Yeah, it is, definitely.
It was exactly 2007. Yeah.
Did you ever see in movie theaters the life-size standee of the family on the couch?
I did not.
Well, do you want to own it? because someone on eBay is selling one of those. It includes all five family members, the couch, and a backdrop of their wall. It's rated a nearly new. It's never been unpacked until this dude assembled it in his house recently. And it's over 8 feet wide and made of fiberglass. And he's including a never-before-seen assembly DVD.
Wow.
So how much does he want for it? Not including shipping.
Not including shipping. I'm going to go with $129.92.
All right. Woot.
So this thing's 8 feet long. It's made of fiberglass.
It's all five family members on the couch.
And it was at movie theaters?
Yeah, it was in movie theaters. I guess he bought one from a theater that didn't put it up. The family members don't have to sit on the couch. You have to assemble them and place them there. So you could carry them around, stick them in your easy chair, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to say $350 even.
$350. All right. Well, I'll tell you first, shipping is $999. And
oh my god!
This guy wants $11,250 for this one.
Ooh, is that the buy now price, or is that like the opening bid?
That's the buy now. There are no bids. There are a few of these floating around on eBay for different prices. I went with the top one I saw on there for the most amount. So you're on the final round. You both may wager as many or as few points you want to on this one. And so, you'll have to wager before you know the question, so just text me your wagers or message however you contact me. Woot, you have 91. Brian, you have 96. And as Brian is an expert in all subjects known to mankind, as I said earlier, the only fair way to pick is to spin our Wheel of Trivia.
Danger?
Our danger wheel. There's some trivia.
What are the scores again? Like, how much do I have?
You have 96. Woot has 91.
Really
this
close.
Wheel of Trivia is also a Wheel of Danger, so you may get an instant execution topic, which we hope is not what we roll. possible topics include politicians in India in the 1940s, reality show stars before they were famous, and cheeses. But only the fates know what topic this question will be, so Brian, spin the wheel.
All right. Here we go.
And it lands on local hotspots in Douglasville, Georgia.
What?
I know. Aren't you from around there?
I'm currently in Douglasville, Georgia.
That's crazy. Oh, it could have been anything. All right.
This is rigged.
That's exactly what the New Today said when it came up Frasier last time. So one of the hottest spots in Douglasville is a two-story mall with a youth escort policy known as YEP, which states that youths under 17 must be accompanied by an adult on Friday and Saturday nights. It's probably most famous for French Fry Heaven, a food place that sells many different types of fries, and only fries. Your question is, what is the name of this mall? Douglasville's two-story mall. Woot, you get to go first. By random choice. You're behind. You get to go first.
Douglasville Mall.
Douglasville Mall. All right. And Brian, your answer?
You know, there are a couple of different possibilities rolling around in my head in the old noggin, but for some reason, I feel really good about Arbor Place Mall.
All right. Arbor Place Mall and Douglasville Mall. And the answer is Arbor Place Mall. Brian wins. You bet all of your points. You ended up, you bet all 96 to get 192 points. Woot, you bet everything and end up with nothing. 0 to 192. Brian wins. Brian, how do you feel about this?
You know, I feel like Woot put up a great fight. I do appreciate, you know, he kept me sharp. I really had to, you know, go hard every round. I couldn't, you know, kick back and relax. I'm just glad it's over. Do you believe in miracles? This is like the Miracle on Ice all over again.
Woot, how do you feel about your historic loss?
I hate to call out the officiating at the end of a match. You know, it's not classy, but this was rigged. You know,
You see the Wheel of Trivia here. It could have landed on execution, and it didn't. It just happened to hit hotspots in Douglasville, Georgia.
This is just a tough break.
We'd love to have you back next time, but until then, however I ended this last time, stay happy or something, I guess. Tune in next time we have a guest. We'll do more.